Hello, welcome to the fourth official podcast. I'm Gary, your host from Blue Heart 1872, and joining me tonight on the podcast from the fourth official is Stuart Finlay, exiled 26 years from Peterhead, and Wolf Marshall, who has moved up there 26 years and absolutely loves living in Aberdeen, being a staunch Rangers fan. Wolf can't get enough Aberdeen. He just loves being up in Aberdeen. And I'm not going to believe, Stuart Finlay tries to tell me that he is exiled 26 years. Am I right, Stuart? And you lived there for 24. There's no way, mate, you're 50 years of age. You're a lot older than that. Tell the truth. Okay. That's the banter over for obviously that there. But so obviously tonight in this podcast is new to us all, the three of us. I want to talk about one thing and one thing only with you two, and that is the banner that was displayed at Ibrox by Aberdeen fans on Saturday, stating the words "Kill all Huns." Now, I've read a bit today, and well, I read it actually yesterday in a paper. This is the words of a Scottish paper. I won't name the paper. It's not the words of me or anybody in this podcast, but they have said the word "Hun," which refers to Protestants, is used by some as an offensive slur against Rangers fans. Wolf Marshall, you were at the game. You saw the banner. Tell us, did the police act? Did anybody do anything?
Not that I saw. I mean, the Rangers fans were obviously that saw it were obviously very annoyed by it. It went back down again very, very quickly. The police that I saw, the police didn't do anything, but they don't tend to these days. They tend to do kind of 6 o'clock in the morning knocks on the door rather than making taking swift and decisive action at the time. Now, to me, if they take swift and decisive action at the time, people actually see them doing it and go, hold on, if I do something like that, I might get arrested. Whereas if they do it several days later by visiting somebody before they get out of the bed in the morning, the chances are most people don't hear about it. So to me, that's not really a deterrent. So no, I don't think anything's been done. To my knowledge, the SPFL haven't come out and said anything. Aberdeen Football Club haven't come out and said anything. And more concerning for me, Rangers Football Club have not come out and said anything about it.
Exactly, 100%. That's the bit I was going to come to, and that's what I want to go to Stuart on. Obviously, Stuart, the silence from Rangers, is that frustrating as a fan? Is that just bad PR, or is that just a sign at Ibrox at the minute we just haven't got a proper PR comms department?
As we know, Gary, we talk about this quite regularly. I had a massive rant on Friday night regarding certain issues that I now have with the board. I know you support those views, but yeah, that's what I find really a little bit disheartening at the moment is Rangers have not come out and said anything about this, because this should have been highlighted massively, because it is a massive slur against every Rangers supporter that is out there. And I despise the H word. I won't even say it. I despise it. I've been called it quite often. But what I will say is I've never been called it by any of my Aberdeen supporting friends. From an era, well, I left Peterhead in 1996 to move down south, and not one of my friends have ever called me the H word. Aberdeen supporting friends. I got back in contact over the years with friends who had school friends who had went to school with, and quickly they were blocked, and they weren't people I would naturally have chose or said were close friends, but they were just acquaintances back in the day. But yeah, it's a different way of life up in Aberdeen, Peterhead, Risborough, that area now. I can fully understand what we have to go through as a Rangers supporter in that area. It was bad enough when I was growing up there in the 70s and 80s and the early 90s. We've been a Rangers reporter in that area. Give you a perfect example of that was the game where Ian Durant got savagely assaulted by Neil Simpson. I used to regularly go to Pittodrie because I could get tickets no problem. And for me to get home, because I was a young lad on the bus, I had to walk the long way around by the cemetery and all the way down by the docks to get to the bus station, which was at about a mile and a half, mile and three quarters, Wolf.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Whereas traditionally, I could just have walked up the Mirkland Road and got onto King Street and got the bus back to Peterhead, which would only have took me 5 minutes. Whereas on match day, when I was there, it would take about an hour to get back to the, because of the getting out of the ground and walking back to the, because it wasn't safe. Just wasn't safe walking into that. And yeah, it's a sorry indictment.
Aberdeen's a place I've never been in my life. Is it really that bad? Is it hostile to be if you're a Rangers fan, you're targeted?
Not per second. Not from a personal point. I've been up here 35 years, and personally, and a couple of issues when I first moved up here in the late 80s, early part of the 90s. But no, not really. I mean, I don't associate with them. I don't tend to go out. I never ever watch Rangers games in the pub in Aberdeen. Mostly because I'm at them, but the ones that if I can't get them, I wouldn't watch them in the pub. Even though I know the safe ones to go to. Most of the support, generally speaking, are okay. The problem with the current generation of Aberdeen fans is concerning the H word. They seem to think it's just what Rangers fans are called, right? Because I've been introduced by acquaintances. I mean, loads and loads of people up here know me. I used to work in the nightclubs. All they knew was my name, and they knew I was a Rangers fan. They knew nothing else about me. And it was, oh, this is Wolf, he's up. And they threw in the H word, and I said, oh, wait a minute, hold on, stop the bus. I ain't one of them. I'm a Rangers fan. I mean, my stock answer used to be, I'm not a Celtic fan, because that's what we used to call them back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, Stuart will remember that, because he's about 80 years old. He'll remember that.
You know,
so... It's despicable. It just seems to be socially acceptable by certain people to call us that. Now, I don't know any self-respecting Rangers fan that would call themselves that word, right? However, there's a vast majority of supporters at the East End of Glasgow use a different word to refer to themselves, but if we use it, we get the jail. Kyle Lafferty uses it stupidly. It was foolish of him. He uses it, gets recorded, he gets a 10-match ban. He can't work for 10 weeks because he was caught using this word. Now, this is the word that they have got banners calling themselves it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they openly call themselves it. We're not allowed to. Right? And that's fine. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is. Right? But we're allowed to be called things that we wouldn't dream of calling ourselves. Now, that's wrong. That's why it has to be called out. But I don't particularly like to be sitting here giving this airtime because... The Aberdeen supports are completely irrelevant, so we're making them relevant talking about this, right? But it has to be highlighted. And the reason it has to be highlighted is because nobody else is highlighting it. I believe it's been in the national press today. I don't read the national press, but I believe it's been in them. Well, you got a quote from one of them, Gary, at the top of the show to say that, you know, this is what they do, and that's fine. But it'll just go away. It's tomorrow morning. It's tomorrow afternoon's chip paper. You know what I mean? It'll go away because, as we said, none of the authorities have called it out. Aberdeen haven't called it out, to my knowledge. Rangers haven't called it out. Police Scotland haven't said anything. The government, who I don't really think should get involved in the football, they haven't said anything. Now, what would have happened had one of those people with that, and let's be honest, it wasn't really a banner, it was more a piss-stained bedsheet with paint on it, right? Really, that's all it was, right? It wasn't a problem. I mean, these days, these ultras groups of all clubs knock out banners in an hour. They knock out. Something can happen at 10 o'clock in the morning and be kick-off time, they've got a message banner about it, right?
Yeah.
This thing was like something from the 70s where you just get a bit of spray paint, spray it on a sheet, and not usually a clean sheet, right? So what would the police's reaction have been, right, if somebody, for example, in the front of the Broomwood stand had recognised one of the guys holding that up, right?
Yeah.
And when that Aberdeen support came out, had got hold of the guy and said about him because he was offended by it. I'll guarantee the Rangers fan would have been arrested.
Yeah. Right?
And quite rightly, because you can't go out doing things like that. I'm not saying I advocate going around beating people up because I don't. I mean, that's wrong. But he shouldn't be in a position to do that because the guy holding up in the first place should already be in the jail.
Yeah. But you know,
it's ridiculous.
Let me look at this here. This is going higher. You know, you mentioned there, Wolf, and you says it shouldn't get involved. The government in Scotland. Well, for me, this is where they should be involved because I know for a fact if this was Rangers fans up to anything like that, I'm very sure that there would be certain politicians from a certain party in Scotland that would be slaughtering Rangers and asking for Rangers to explain themselves and asking for fans to be banned. I mean, Stuart, do you think that Rangers should ban Aberdeen fans from Ibrox? Cut their ticket allocation? Not that many ever turns up anyway, you know, but I'm just saying, should they be punished in that way?
Yeah, if they're displaying banners like what they did on Saturday, yes, well, by all means, ban them. But one of the things that really gets me is that Aberdeen fan or a group of Aberdeen fans have actually thought that putting that banner together is acceptable. That is probably somebody who's part of a supporters club. That's someone who's probably a parent, a family member, a work colleague. Just to have the pure fact that they've had that thought that it's a good idea, that sends alarm bells ringing to me if you're associated with that person. Because if they can do that with all intentions, and it was premeditated, they knew what they were doing, what else could they do?
Yeah. For me, I'm disappointed in the fact that Rangers haven't been more vocal on it, which we've talked about. But also Aberdeen themselves. Aberdeen's board must think this is acceptable. It must be acceptable.
I don't necessarily think that they would deem it to be acceptable, but they're probably just ignoring it and hoping it goes away. I mean, what Rangers should be saying to them is, look, like any other support, right, it's going to be a minority. And it is. It's not. I mean, I know decent Aberdeen fans that go to football, and I'd hate to think they couldn't come to Ibrox on a regular basis because of the actions of some of the idiots. Because I know that if a club withheld Rangers tickets because of the actions of a minority group of Rangers fans, I'd be annoyed that I couldn't go to the game. That would really, really piss me off. So what Rangers should be saying to Aberdeen is, look, you know who these people are. You know who every single one of those tickets went to, right? There's our CCTV images. They're the people concerned in it. You sort it out. And if you don't sort it out, we will be cutting your allocation, or we will be withholding your allocation. And if you don't know, if you can't identify them, ask your fellow supporters to identify them, because they'll still want to come to the games. Because Aberdeen going to Ibrox is their biggest game of the season.
Right? Yeah.
Which is why they sold out 800. They really fancied it on Saturday, which is why they sold out their 800 allocation. And I don't believe for a minute it was a majority of them. It would have been a minority of them, but that's all it takes. And as Stuart says, it was premeditated. But what I'd like to ask them, if any of them happen to see this podcast, which I'm sure they will, because they'll know it's out there, and they'll make a point of seeing it, right? With reference to what was written on that banner, right? Are they trying to tell us that they want their greatest ever manager to die? Because born in Govan, Rangers supporter, played for Rangers. So, by definition, he is what that banner referred to us as. So they want him to die. One of the greatest ever centre-halves, Alec McLeish, who became a Rangers manager. Rangers fan all his life. Yeah. By definition, what's on their banner? They want him to die.
Well,
Dougie Bell, one of their greatest ever, one of the cup winners players. Again, Rangers supporter. Do they want? They haven't got a clue. They don't know what. They just. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, but the words on the banner says, I know what you mean, Wolf, when you say they want them to die. But the word says actually kill.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
do they want to kill their centre half, Ross McCrory, who came through the Rangers youth system, admits no problem that he's a Rangers supporter, didn't make it at Rangers, moved to Aberdeen from Rangers. So they want to kill a guy who's been their club captain in recent years.
Yeah,
that's the mentality of these guys. They haven't got a clue what they're talking. They don't know what this is. They think it's funny because it's a thing they refer to us as, right? Now, and are they also trying to say, because it's a derogatory term that they use against us as Protestant Rangers supporters, if that's indeed what we are, and they try to say that all Protestants are Rangers supporters, or that all Rangers supporters have to be Protestants, because neither of those two things are actually factual. Yeah. Everything about that banner is wrong. But the top and bottom line is that it needs to be stamped out, and it needs to be highlighted in the press. It needs to be highlighted by both clubs, by the football authorities, by the government. And if they do identify whoever it was that took that into Ibrox and displayed it, and these people get arrested, it has to be made public knowledge. It can't just be done at, you know, half a dozen Aberdeen fans who were involved in an incident at Ibrox, however they would report it. Because I'll guarantee, Gary, if that was you, me and Stuart with a banner at Pittodrie saying something about them being whatever, it would be Rangers fans with sickening banner. I mean, remember, Aberdeen fans have got history for this, because they had a banner a few years ago written in Colombian, or written in Spanish, sorry, for about Morelos' mother. Now, again, that's premeditated. They've gone out their way to do that. Yeah. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. You know what I mean? It's not that. That's beyond football banter to me.
Yeah. So Stuart, was fair to say, are you more disappointed in the fact that Rangers haven't come out and said anything, or are you, you know, do you, you know, should Rangers get involved in it? Should they stay out of the road?
Well, surely we should get involved in it. We should highlight it.
Well, we haven't, have we?
No, we haven't. But we should highlight it. And as Wolf said, bat it back to Aberdeen for them to actually, right, this is your problem.
Yeah.
Deal with it, or we are going to take actions. And whatever actions it may be. But more importantly, Police Scotland should be saying something as well.
Yeah, well, they haven't said anything apart from just saying they know there was a banner and at 4:15 on the Saturday. So, I mean, this isn't the first, this season alone, I mean, banner-wise, because the other mob from East End of Glasgow had a banner against, anti-monarchy banner against St Mirren in September. But following on from that, in an interview recently, with Neil Doncaster, he rules out strict liability for clubs, but calls for stricter individual punishments for misbehaviour and unsavoury scenes at matches. So what he says is strict liability simply does not work, as the repeated fines for specific clubs in UEFA competitions season after season demonstrate very clearly. Now, I would like him to tell me, actually, what clubs is at these banners season after season in UEFA. And he goes on to say the answer must be far harsher and targeted punishments for the individuals who perpetrate the crime, including a more regular use of football banning orders and, where necessary, custodial sentences. That's from Neil Doncaster. Yeah. So,
you've heard of a fairy tale of New York. That's a fairy tale of Rutherglen.
That's his words.
Well, I agree. I actually don't often agree with Neil Doncaster, but I agree with him about strict liability. That won't work. Because if they put strict liability on the clubs, all you'll find is that rival supporters will infiltrate the support of their rivals just to cause bother, to get the club in trouble. Because strict liability means the club's getting fined or they're getting docked points. We've got a close title race. And it's nip and tuck. There's only a matter of points in it. You'll get Celtic fans pretending to be Rangers fans, and Rangers fans pretending to be Celtic fans, going to each other's games and causing all sorts. What you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to sing the Billy Boy, say they're not allowed to do something, whatever, sing the Soldier Song, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right? They'll do that to get the other club in trouble. So strict liability is not, in Scotland, isn't going to work, because it just won't. But the stricter the penalties has to happen. But as I said earlier, the police have to be seen to act. This letting it go and apprehending people later isn't going to work, because nobody else in the stadium knows that anything's been done. As far as we're all concerned, see the guys that had that banner, they could have been arrested on their way up the road on Saturday night. We don't know.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they haven't, but we don't know because nobody's reporting it. Whereas if they were dragged out of the ground, we would know that at the very least they'd been identified.
Yeah.
And they may have been detained and then let go for further inquiry, but at least people will know, hold on, if I do something like that, I'm going to get, and there's going to be people in here that know me, and that's going to get back to people that, that know my parents or my employers, whatever. That's going to stop people doing it. Whereas yeah. We've got away with this, and they may or may not have got a knock on the door. How are we ever going to know?
Yeah. Stuart, again, I'll go back to government in Scotland. Should they be speaking out now on this?
They should be speaking out.
Before you just sorry for butting in, but I'm going to say because they are good at speaking out when it comes to Rangers. We had a politician on two politicians, obviously, the time we won 55 on a edited video from TikTok, demanded the police take action. Then only to find out that, you know, well, we've been mugged here because it's an edited video that some kid done. So they were quite brazen in their going after Rangers players and the club for this video, but silence on this Aberdeen banner. Am I correct? Am I wrong?
Yeah, there is silence. I'm a little bit like Wilf. I don't like governments getting involved in football matters, but up in Scotland, it's a different kettle of fish. So all we're looking for is a level playing field. So there was outcry at other things that have happened over the years, and then when it comes to anything against us, there is a deafening silence. There is. That's not going to change within the current regime at the moment. I think it was one of the reasons why I left Scotland, because I could see it coming, I could see it happening. The rise of that kind of politics, and I didn't want to be involved in it. But yeah, but even some of the opposition parties, the leader of the Scottish Conservatives, who is a Scottish football official, hasn't come out and condemned anything, not that I'm aware of. So it's not just the government, some of the opposition parties haven't come out and said anything. So it needs highlighted. It really does need highlighted. Because if we don't, over the last 10 years, the rise in these kind of sickening banners, things like the effigies that were put up at a certain ground in Scotland, when one of our players had suffered a personal loss, the whole shebang. I remember back, and Wilf, you'll back me up on this, and Gary, you'll back me up on this as well. There used to be a healthy respect in Scottish football. I remember being at Ibrox just not long after Jimmy Johnson died, and there was a banner held up in the West Enclosure, I think it was, wishing Jimmy Johnson's family all the best. I remember when Alan Stubbs had his testicular cancer scare.
Yeah.
There was a banner in the main stand rear wishing Alan Stubbs all the best.
Yeah.
There was a healthy respect. What's happened over the last 10 years is it's been a sickening display that's been allowed of banners that are derogatory, downright evil at times. And it needs to stop. It's snowballed so much, I think we're going to find it hard to stop unless everybody buys in together and just says, right, this is not acceptable. We're apparently in a very offended or woke society at the moment, where the slightest little thing offends people.
Yeah.
That banner on Saturday wasn't just slightly offensive. that was overly bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Stuart, because the only people that offended are Rangers supporters, nobody else really cares, because not to politicise it, but you brought the politics element into it, right?
Yeah.
The reason that the ruling party in Scotland don't call out things like that is because they know that we're not their core voters. There are Rangers supporters that vote for them, but very, very few. So if they upset us, they really don't care, because if they go hell for leather after Aberdeen supporters, Celtic supporters, Hibs, Motherwell, whatever, the chances are that they're going to be going after, for you, for want of a better term, people that sympathise with them, that vote for them, and they don't want to lose those votes. They know that, I would say probably 80 to 90% maybe of the Rangers support aren't supporters of the current regime that runs Scotland, possibly even higher than that, just from people that I know and things like that, right? Because we're the quintessential British football club. They're trying to break Britain up, basically. So people can do what they like to us, because they don't feel the need to defend us, because they're not going to lose or gain votes by doing anything to us, because we don't support them in the first place. That's the way I think they look at it. But that doesn't excuse why the football authorities, the clubs, our own club haven't. I mean, what to me is as bad as that banner, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, right? I'm not sure if you're aware of the songbook coming out of the away corner on Saturday, right? Cool. I don't think there was a single song in support of Aberdeen Football Club out of the Aberdeen end on Saturday. Every single song they sung was having a dig at Rangers or somebody associated with Rangers. They were singing about Ian Durrant. They were singing about the passing of her gracious Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. They were singing about the Ibrox disaster. They were singing all sorts of nonsense. And I don't think one single song actually was in support of the team they were there, supposedly there to watch. I mean, that's got to be a societal thing. That's crazy. I mean, you go to Pittodrie and they don't have a lot of songs and they're all fairly bland, but at least they get behind their team. You know? I mean, but they have. I mean, the songs are.
I think you've mentioned one of them.
They're bland.
They are fairly bland. Right? And I mean, some of ours are a wee bit over the top and probably shouldn't be sung if you're being politically correct or whatever, right? But theirs are ridiculously bland. But the songs that I heard them singing on Saturday, they were absolute. I mean, I know Aberdeen supporters that would put their hand on their fucking heart and tell me that the Ian Durrant song no longer gets sung by the Aberdeen support. I heard that at least three times on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting 80 yards away in the main stand. You know what I mean? So it's not just the banner, it's the whole ethos that having a go at Rangers is acceptable, because nobody sticks up for Rangers supporters.
Yeah,
so, I don't expect the government to. I'd expect my own club to, though, which they don't.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, for me, Wolf, just as you're saying there, and I say to Stuart as well, it's like a free hit against Rangers now. You do what you want.
Yeah.
You can do what you want. You can say what you want against Rangers. Nobody is going to do anything. The police aren't going to do nothing. The SPFL aren't going to do nothing. The opposing clubs aren't going to do nothing. But the worst thing for me is the fact that our own club haven't come out and said anything. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's happened since we've done this podcast, but I haven't heard anything from Rangers.
To my knowledge, the club haven't come out and said anything. That doesn't mean they haven't done anything or they're not aware of it, because they could be doing it, because the communication is not particularly great at the moment. But, I mean, they could be doing stuff, right?
Yeah,
but if they are, that's fine. But it's like the police knocking on somebody's door at 6 in the morning and saying, "You come with us because of that."
Yeah.
If you do something, fucking tell us.
Yeah.
Just come out and say. I mean, Rangers love a statement. Just come out statement after an incident with a banner at Ibrox on Saturday. Rangers have made representation to Aberdeen Football Club. Whatever it is they've done, just tell us they've done something. That's all we need to do. Now, whether they've actually done something or not, we need to take it on face value if that's what they do. All they need to do is tell us. You know, just because then people might think twice about it. But right now, as you say, kicking Rangers is the thing to do because there's no comeback on you.
No.
But if we go and display a contentious banner, let's use the word contentious banner at St. Johnstone on Sunday, guarantee all hell will break loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
The police will act in the same way because that's how the, as I say, that's how modern policing works. They won't wade in because that's not what they do these days. But the press will be all over it. It wouldn't surprise me if the government was all over it. St. Johnstone would be out saying something about it. Similar if we did the same at St. Mirren the week after, you know?
Yeah.
Although quite what you can call St. Mirren fans to offend them, I don't know because they're from Paisley, but anyway.
But are they bland too? Well, are they bland?
Their songs are quite bland actually.
I love it. Bland songs. Yeah, so obviously, you know, what we're getting here is three Rangers fans is basically saying, well, you know, we feel let down by our club as well. I mean, we can rave and rant all we want about the police and about Aberdeen and about the government and all this here, but when your own club isn't coming out and, you know, showing leadership and putting a statement out, then obviously we feel let down.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm feeling let down because we're sitting here talking about a banner that was being displayed, and it's detracted. I know we weren't going to talk about the game, but it detracted away from what was a really good result on Saturday.
Yeah.
But the club, something has. I don't want to go on a rant again. I really don't, because it took it out of me on Friday. But something has to change with, as Wolf said, the communication coming out of the club. Even, do you know, and I wouldn't settle for lip service, but if they just come out and made a statement, that's a start. And then from there, we can build on it. I think we're all singing from the same hymn sheet when it comes to what we're just talking about. But yeah, if our club can't defend us, who is?
Yeah. I think that's what's hurting a lot of Rangers fans, particularly. That's how I feel. You know, I think, well, if your club can't defend you and come out and say something, what hope have we got? Because you can damn well assure, as Wolf's already went through the politics of Scotland, nobody in government's going to do it.
Gary, it's the hope that kills you.
Oh, cheers.
I know.
So, yeah, we better not put the last bit
into that. Well done, Wolf. It's the hope that kills you, I know.
I don't think that quote can get bettered.
Excellent. Okay. Right. Well, I think that will do us tonight on the Fourth Official Podcast. Obviously, thanks very much to Stuart Finlay, who tries to claim that he's still only 50 years of age, and I'm not buying that, and to Wolf Marshall. Right.
We'll be having lunch, by the way.
Up in Aberdeen. Obviously, folks, the Fourth Official, give it a listen, join Patreon, and you can listen to our podcasts. And I hope you all enjoy it. Thank you. Thanks, guys, for coming on.
You're welcome.
Cheers, Gary.
Cheers, Rolf. Cheers, Gary.
Cheers, Stuart.
Okay.